We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause, the mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Haw every Tuesday.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dave Wannstedt.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's always a delight to talk to Coach Wannstedt. Brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan, Alpamonte Nissan, Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, fellas. God, I kind of feel like we should be talking baseball. That's the hot topic. And I'll tell you what, where I am sitting right now, I'm down here in Naples, Florida, and I'm getting ready to work a camp here. I help out my good friend Cliff Brady, who's an agent for, and he's working with all these college kids that are getting good players. I can't give their names, Notre Dame, Michigan, and they're getting ready to go to the Senior Bowls, to the combines, all that stuff, or whatever's going on. So I come down here and help them out for a couple of days. But it's baseball weather down here, so I can appreciate all the conversation up there.
Rub it in, Dave.
Yeah, I am. I had to. Come on. What are we talking about?
Dave, I just want to say, Bears are in the market for a defensive coordinator, right? And we know that the opening exists because Chuck Pagano decided to retire. We know that they have run a certain type of system for a while, and we know some of the names of people they're looking at. We also know that there are other coaches being hired that have to get their guys in, that there is a battle now to get the best guys. And it seems like it could be an internal hire, but they're also talking to some other people. It's a unique job because you get your own, you have a lot of your own authority with it. Is it an appealing job?
Well, I got two thoughts on this. And number one, you know, as a head coach for 17 years, I always had a short list at every position, I would call it. And, you know, if somebody left, it didn't make any difference what the position was, from coordinator to tight end coach. I had a guy that I was going to hire, and I was on the phone, and the guy was usually hired within a week or something of it happening. So, you know, I mean, if you're talking to guys that you don't know, that concerns me a little bit. Now, I know George Edwards. I worked with him at Buffalo. Very good coach, very smart guy, has been around football, been around some great coordinators. So all these guys are qualified. But here's what you get into, and I lived it at Buffalo. When George left and I became the coordinator, we knew that we were kind of under the gun with Chan Gailey up there going into the next year, that we had to win. And so what the mistake that I made, was you try to make it easy on the players. So, okay, we were a 3-4 team, and now we're going to be a 4-3, and we're going to try to use the same words and the same terms in my scheme of defense than what we used in the old scheme of defense. Guys, it doesn't work. I was so disappointed in myself for trying to make that happen. I should have just went in and said, this is what we're going to do. Throw that playbook away, and here's the new playbook. And I believe we would have been we would have played better. Okay. With that being said, now I'm looking, and I don't know what Matt Nagy is asking these defensive coordinators. Are you trying to stay with the same scheme, same terminology? If you're going to do that, you might have somebody on the staff that you move up that's qualified for it. Do you want to come in and start from scratch? Then hire a George Edwards or somebody. So, I don't know. I just have a bad experience I had of a guy coming in and saying, okay, we want to keep everything pretty much the same. Now you call the defenses. I don't know if that works.
All right, Dave, though, so you look at the Bears specifically, and in the second half of the season, the defense regressed. So what would this unit, this collection of talent, which we have seen play at a very high level at times, we don't know who's coming back, we don't know who might get cut, we do know they're getting older. What does this defense, which might have been, complacent at times last year, need the most? In everything you just said about, who you identify and who you know and who you call and how they approach it, what does this defense need?
Well, I think, I don't think it's any different on defense than it is on offense. I think it needs a sense of urgency. I think the players need to understand that, hey, it's, as the head coach, it's just not my job that's on the line here. Everybody's job's on the line this year, and we got to get it done. I think we saw that with Mitch Trubisky. I think we saw that with Allen Robinson, some guys that in every situation, everybody gets motivated a little differently, but there has to be a sense of urgency on that defense, every week out of every player, and we sure as heck didn't see it out of the Eddie Jacksons, and not just Eddie, but as a group, we just didn't see it consistently that we have seen in the last year or two. And I don't know, there has to be a sense of urgency from everybody, from Khalil Mack, the best player, on down.
No doubt about it. And Dave, I think we look at the offense and the defense with the Bears, and there are different expectation levels because of the amount of investment in either side of the ball. And the Bears clearly have put a lot of money into that defense, even with contract extensions for guys and with, going out in free agency, etc., giving another deal to Akeem Hicks. He's earned it, but you bring in a guy in free agency, you spent a ton of money on Robert Quinn. We know the trade for Mack. You expect more from people being paid more. It sets up the hierarchy of expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is these players, whether they hire from within or bring somebody from the outside to run the defense, there needs to be, you got to keep these players motivated, too. So, in other words, you can't come in and say, okay, it's going to be the same old deal. There's got to be something different. Okay, we're going to become more of a pressure team, or we're going to become more of a man team or a zone team, whatever it might be. But you got to kind of get somebody that comes in here with a little bit of juice, my opinion, and kind of and you say, oh, why do you got to inspire a guy like Khalil Mack that's making that money? Well, you have to. That's part of the job, as a coach. You got to get these guys excited that there's going to be something different, that there's something new going to happen here, and it's going to be good. And boy, we're all going to benefit from this, at the end of the day. So I think that's a priority. And I would tell Matt Nagy that, and Ryan Pace, if they asked me, whatever it is, whether it's, you better make sure that the players walk out of that first meeting saying, wow, I'm excited. I like this. This is going to make us better.
Dave, what do you make of the Texans situation with Deshaun Watson, and how much more empowered are players in this day and age than maybe when you were a head coach?
Well, I guess a lot because of the communication, but you know what? I don't go for, I'm a little bit old school there. Players, If I ask the player's opinion, fine. You know, when I went down to the Dolphins and we changed coordinators down there on offense and defense, and we had Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor. You know, I mean, I sold them on what we were going to do. I didn't really get their opinion on anything. I mean, you know, as much as I respect their opinion, boy, you can open up a can of worms there, I think, you know, and now you got 10 different opinions. And what about if he doesn't like the guy and you do? So now you're going to hire the guy as the player once, you know, I didn't disagree with that. I mean, you know, obviously somebody said something to Deshaun Watson that you're going to be involved in this process. And, you know, he may not want to pick the coach or the general manager. You know, he may have just wanted to be, hey, this is who we're thinking of. And this is the guys, just kind of keep them abreast of the situation as compared to having a voice in it. Something, there's a little bit of disconnect there, obviously, a little bit of miscommunication, I think, obviously.
Dave, we've talked to you about this before. We've talked about how you go about finding the quarterback, you know, how the hunt goes for a quarterback. You know, we've seen it around the NFL successfully and unsuccessfully. It's a really difficult position to sort of to wrap your arms around because there are so many different factors and there is such a limited number of players available. You know, everybody, I can't think of anybody that wouldn't want Deshaun Watson if he were available. And I think if he were available, the Bears would have to be front and center in trying to make some kind of deal. But it's also a very difficult thing to get done, and the price goes through the ceiling and all the rest of it. How do you go about finding a quarterback when you're just kind of a rank-and-file team, which is, frankly, what the Bears are?
Well, personally, I kind of live my life that way for the most part. Okay, and so you're looking at the best guy that's available. Okay, what's the list out there? Who can we realistically get? And then you got to compare him to what you have. Is the guy that we're going to bring in? Is he a better player? Is he a better team guy? Is he a better fit? You know, I mean, all those intangible things. The quarterback position's a little different. You can bring a defensive lineman in, and if he's a heck of a player, I mean, the guy can be, he can have a big personality that everyone might not be excited about, but if he makes plays, you can get by with it. But the quarterback is different now because he's going to be in front of that microphone every day, and you got to make sure that you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, as we say. It's not easy. It's not easy. And I went almost my whole career without, you know, having a front line quarterback. And every year, trust me, we were trying and we were looking and we would always come back and say, was he better than what we have? And sometimes you think he is, and then you turn out that maybe he's really not, you know, so they're in a tough spot right now. I'm not even going to say it, you know, but you know where I stand on this thing. I would not cross Mitch Trubisky off the list. That's just my opinion. And, you know, Mitch won for him at the end. They start doing what Mitch can do. You know, Mitch says all the right things. Everybody there tells me how hard he works. Everybody tells him what a good team guy is. Okay, I promise you, he's going to go someplace else and get an opportunity to play. And if it's with a team that wants to run the ball and play defense, the guy's going to be, a pretty good player in this league. I don't know how good, but I think he can be every bit of Ryan Tannehill. I really, truly believe that.
I find that fascinating.
Interesting,
yeah, I
Dave.
Know. Right.
Interesting.
We got to break, but we got to get back to that. That's unbelievable.
And we might open up with my famous line, David. Okay, yeah. You know what I'm going to tell
Dave,
you.
Dave, you can't handle the truth, Dave.
No, I'm handling the truth. Who are you going to sign?
Handle the truth.
Yeah. Hey, tell me who we're going to sign when we come back.
I'm going to give you a break.
Okay.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Dave Wannstedt, hanging out with Mully and Haw.
Oh, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Dave, you talked about Mitch Trubisky and how you have success with him before we went to the break. And I'm just curious, when you think of Matt Nagy and the system that he wants to run and the way he wishes to call plays, which he had to give up, he had to kind of give up his system a little bit. When you talk about how you can be successful with Mitch and you think about the coach and the general manager, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but there is a perception that they have to win next year. Would the best path to that be keeping Trubisky and running a scheme that worked for him as opposed to their scheme? And if he wants to run his scheme, talk about Matt Nagy, doesn't he have to go get another quarterback?
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate point, and I think there's some realism to it from the standpoint that they're probably going to let Mitch go, and right now they're saying in the back of their minds that they got Nick Foles, and let's see who we can add to it. I mean, I think that's what they're thinking, and because it's obvious that the philosophy that they would have to even alter – further, okay, and adjust, they're not going to do it. And I would ask you this question. How many times did Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills run the football in their first playoff game this year? I'll tell you, 19 times. He was a leading rusher. The guy's he's in the MVP conversation. Okay, 19 runs. How many times did Mitch run the ball? Quarterback called runs in the Bears first in the wild card playoff game. I'll tell you that, zero. So that tells me that that's not part of their thinking, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Go get somebody that can drop back and throw it. Good luck.
See Dave, we have fun with this, but you're exactly right. And when we talk about Mitch becoming Ryan Tannehill, I don't totally disagree with that, because I do believe he's got some talents. But I think that where I see it is that that's not compatible with Mitch coming back, because he needs a change of scenery, just like Tannehill did, to benefit from a different set of eyes, a different voice in his head, a different scheme to execute, because it's not going to work here in Chicago because of everything Mully pointed out and all the things that we have seen. So I think it would behoove everybody for him to move on and for the Bears to go a different direction, whatever direction that might be, to complement Nick Foles or to be the starter so Foles can back him up. Whatever combination you want to go with, it can't include Mitch Trubisky, and that's good for everybody.
Yeah, you know what? I don't dispute that. It's a little bit like Cody Parker, the kicker. You know, when he missed that kick, it was best for Cody to move on and the Bears. And you know what? I lived that to some degree. My first year with the Bears, I remember my first game, preseason, and we are playing the Arizona Cardinals, and I am standing in the middle of Soldier Field, and we introduce our offense, and Jim Harbaugh is my quarterback, and Jim jogs out, and the fans start booing. And I remember turning to Dave McGinnis, who was I kept him on as my linebacker coach, and I said, "Mac, you know, what the hell is this?" I mean, I was totally shocked. And he says, "Coach, there's a law, you know, and with Jim." And poor Jim, we had no supporting cast. It was all free agents. And he's out there, we go 7-9, and Jim played as good as he could play. But at the end of the day, you know, it was best for Jim's career and everybody if we just broke ties, and that's what happened. So it's kind of a similar situation that I lived. And if our listeners can kind of relate to that, they got to go back in time a little bit. I get it. But, you know, that's kind of what happened. So it's probably best for Mitch and the Bears just to move on.
All right. So we look at the final four here, and you're always looking for
hey, whoa. You guys aren't going to tell me who you're going to sign.
Okay.
Oh, I that's David's job. Dave, do nothing but support your opinion. As I did when I was a beat writer.
You did. That's right. Okay.
Dave, we can, Dave,
Go ahead.
It's not. It's not a deep list. I mean, you've got free agents that maybe you take a flyer on Jameis Winston. Maybe you look at a guy who isn't yet available yet. There's going to be a pool of quarterbacks that emerges after guys are either cut, possibly traded. But Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Ryan. You know, are the Lions going to hold on to Matthew Stafford? I doubt they trade him in the division. You're going to draft a quarterback. You've got to draft a quarterback. There's going to be guys out there that are better alternatives and almost change for the sake of change, Dave, that are going to at least be added to the mix.
Okay.
I would have to see
question.
The contract,
go ahead.
Dave.
I would have to see the contract
with Mitch.
I hear
next
you, David, and I hope it works. Go ahead. I hear you. But
good luck
we'll talk
you.
About no. that next week. Go ahead.
All right. We
go
got
ahead.
Bruce Arians
Molly.
At Matt LaFleur. That's what I'm saying to you. We got Bruce Arians at Matt LaFleur. We'll get to that in a second. Sean McDermott at Andy Reid. Sean McDermott worked for Andy Reid. Sean McDermott was fired as defensive coordinator by Andy Reid. Oh, they joke about it now. There's really nothing funnier than putting a guy on a career path that's better than the one he had. It was really good for Sean McDermott that Andy fired him. This is all the things these guys say. I got to imagine in the back of somebody's mind, if you've been fired by a guy, you would love to end his little championship run.
Oh, 100%. And he's got the players to do it. I mean, my pick is Green Bay and Buffalo in the Super Bowl, but I like Buffalo. I think that, you know, there's added incentive, obviously, to beat the Chiefs and Andy Reid because of what you just said. But I think the most important factor is that they're really confident right now. I mean, the Bills are confident, and I think they're hungry, and I just like them as a complete team. I really do. Somehow, some way, I think they're one of those teams that finds a way, and the way Josh Allen's playing, don't underestimate him.
So do you think the Chiefs' defense were not going to be able to stop the Bills' offense, or do you think that somehow the Bills are going to be able to, you know, slow down Patrick Mahomes and company? Because that'd be a big
Chiefs'
upset.
Defense, yeah, I think a lot has to do with Mahomes' health. You know, and the one thing, even if he does come back and play with this concussion protocol, he's not going to have much practice at all, guys. He's really, you know, he's going to be just going out there, and it's going to be a little different scheme, and there's going to be different checks, and there's going to be different audibles, and he's not going to get much of that this week, you know, with being in the concussion protocol. So I think they could be off a little bit that way, and I don't know. The Chiefs' defense has rose to the occasion, but I think that Buffalo's defense is every bit as talented. I really do.
Bruce Arians is a hell of a coach, been around a long time. He goes to Tampa, and they get rid of Jameis Winston, as we talked about him. Tom Brady comes in. You know, you look at this matchup, Arians and Matt LaFleur, it's really about the two different quarterbacks. I know it's about the entirety of the team, but I think that the storyline has got to be two future Hall of Famers. And you know, you talk about, I saw a story on Drew Brees. Was one Super Bowl enough? Can't you ask that question about Rodgers at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think it's obviously should be the talk, but I think you got to give Bruce Arians a lot of credit that him and Tom Brady came to a happy medium from where they were at in the beginning of the year. You know what they're doing more now and why they're winning. They're running the ball more. They're doing more play action pass. They're keeping Gronk in as a blocker when they have to. And all of a sudden he's throwing the ball down the field. So I think there's been a real neat storyline there of Tom Brady, of a give and take between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. And I think you could go back, not as much this year, but a year ago with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. You know, there was a little bit of I don't want to say conflict, but a little bit of a disagreement starting off there philosophy-wise on offense. And, hey, the respect between both of those guys, they came to a happy medium. I mean, you realize the Green Bay Packers are top 10 team running the ball. Who would have ever thought that with Aaron Rodgers?
That's a great point, Dave. Both head coaches had to acquiesce a little bit because of their superstars and give a little and learn where that line was and how much they had to let them cross it at times. And that's as much as anything. I mean, your stars have to be coachable, but only to a degree. You give them a little bit more independence as well.
Wouldn't you have loved to have done that, Dave, in your career? Wouldn't that have been wonderful if you had a chance to try to come to some sort of a greeting, a moment with a Hall of Fame quarterback who was playing for you?
My conversation was more of the lines. I was trying to come halfway with only throwing two interceptions a game and not four.
That's great, Dave.
That's so mean.
That was the conversations I had with a lot of guys. Hey, if you can just throw two, we can have a chance to win, okay? Just don't throw four.
And I think that's what you're driving at when you talk about Mitch, right? You could see the stuff that you do working with a guy like Mitch as the trigger man.
Absolutely. Hey, it's no different than what they're doing at Minnesota. Really, look at what the Vikings do. And look what Tennessee does. I mean, there's a lot more teams. How about you mentioned Garoppolo? Is he a drop-back quarterback? Is he? Okay. Thank you. I mean, that's my point. Nobody runs the ball more than what San Francisco does. So, I don't know. Could Mitch fit in out there and have success? He might. You don't know.
It's great stuff. Dave, thank you. Always a joy to catch up and go through this stuff with you.
Thanks, Dave. Good stuff.
Okay. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.